Hi.
Hello.
Welcome back to Uncancel Culture.
The third episode.
The third episode. Oh my goodness.
I know.
It's been a hectic week.
Hectic. Let me just say this.
Couple weeks, really.
Yeah. We're filming this on our launch day.
Yeah.
So if you listened to the first two episodes already on the launch day, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The outpouring of support and commentary.
It's been a lot of commentary. We're going to get to that.
We're going to get to that. Before we even drop the episode. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
To my hate. Let me stop. I'm going to shout y'all out later.
We're going to get to you. But thank you so much. Thus far, y'all are really running it up as we literally are speaking. And I'm excited to see where it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, ground up podcasting. We're excited. We're excited and very proud of each other.
I'm proud of you. This is an honor doing this with Christina. Yeah. Like, you know, yeah. The two villains.
Two villains.
And I have horns today. Mwah, ha, 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 ha.
No, truly. I think it's different, you know, being like friends for so long and then creating with a friend. There's like, oh, you create like this, or you create like, oh, this is where we mesh, or this is okay. Your creative process is this, and then what?
I don't think people understand, like, really that we are sister signs. Like, we really balance each other out.
Yeah.
Like, it's a balance. Like, yeah. I think it's a balance, at least.
The Taurus and Scorpio be. Yeah. And then, like, I want to get into more of our chart.
Yeah. Like, to the. Because we do be beefing too, because I got a lot to say about Scorpio. It's a long.
I have a lot to say about Taurus too, but the difference between me is I love Tauruses.
I love y'all too.
Enjoy them. I'm around a lot. I got a lot of Tauruses in my family. Mm. I've dated Taurus, but I got your tea. No, I got y'all's tea.
You don't know nothing about me. We're going to strike the next part from the record. And you better not say a goddamn thing. Oh,
you see, and as a Taurus would, look.
Yeah.
Keep your mouth shut.
Okay.
What were you saying? Oh, okay. But yeah, thank y'all.
Thanks, y'all.
We can get into our next segment, which is our first segment.
So our first segment is Question from the Culture. And we do have a really interesting question from the culture already. So thank you to everybody submitting questions. Please continue to submit questions. If you want to submit the questions in the comments, you can do that. If you want to submit the questions via our email, you can do that. You can find that in our bios across platforms. Speaking of which, follow us on platforms, please. That is on TikTok and Instagram and... Do we have any other ones that YouTube? We want to name? YouTube. And I guess
the other
if you
one.
Want, you can follow us on
the bird
Twitter. That would be at Cancel the Pod, Uncancel the Pod. But yeah, I don't even want to. Yeah,
we gonna get there. Twitter, we
got some words for y'all. It's gonna be Twitter. We got beef with you directly.
Directly,
we gonna keep this in. So I can post this clip specifically. If you was one of them bitches mumbling and cackling upon the timeline, this segment later on is going to be for y'all. But we're going to put y'all on pause for right now because we have an initial segment.
Put a pin in it.
Yeah. Our first segment is Questions from the Culture. And you want to read the first question?
Yeah, the first question is, does narcissism show up in cancel culture?
What a complex question.
I know.
It's so simple, but so complex.
It might be helpful to, you have the DSM-5.
I do.
So people think narcissism, like, isn't. There's people, narcissistic traits, and what's actually narcissism. I have my macro idea, but it might be helpful if the bootleg therapist.
As a fake therapist, I'm going to search up the DSM-5 criteria on my phone because, you know, every therapist does not memorize every single diagnostic criteria for every single disorder. But I know how y'all going to clock it because I don't know off the top of my head. I'm going to continue to be the bootleg TikTok therapist.
Are you even licensed? And if you even, before I joke, if you see a DSM-5, that girl is thick.
It is very thick.
My social worker and therapist friends tell me it's like the Bible.
You got to keep you a copy.
Yeah. And they update it, right?
I don't think it's updated recently, but they should, child. Mm. They're still not putting CPT. This is the therapist rant. They're not putting CPTSD on there, and I think they need to.
Really?
It's still not officially a diagnosis, but it should be.
And that's to show you that things can still change and need upgrading.
Things can still change. Okay, so let me pull up the diagnostic criteria. You give me 1 second.
We giving you a second.
Okay, so there are official diagnostic criteria for narcissistic personality disorder. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with narcissistic behavior and traits, because all of us have narcissistic behavior and behaviors and traits. Mm-hmm. Everybody hates to hear that part, but yes, all of us have the capacity to do narcissistic things. It is like right. when you are a baby, for example, like toddlers are the biggest narcissist yeah. on the planet, but you are supposed to grow out of that over time. Some of us are traumatized. Mm-hmm. It's a trauma response. I know how they feel about that one. Narcissism is birthed out of trauma. Other factors can go into it as well. Don't get me wrong, but like it's typically tied to trauma. Okay, so there are 9 diagnostic criteria. It has to be persistent. 5 out of the 9 in order for you to have narcissistic personality disorder. A lot of y'all about to find out that some of your loved ones.
Ooh.
Because I'm going to read off these criteria. Some of y'all going to find out that some of y'all.
That's scary. Ones. Once you read off criteria of things and people start popping up in your head, like yeah. you see their picture in the little DSM-5 dictionary, like, oh.
Yeah.
That's you.
No shade.
That's me. Sometimes it's me.
No shade. No, I do. I'm just saying. So the first one is a grandiose sense of self-importance. Mm-hmm. Then there's a preoccupation with fantasies of unlimited success, power, brilliance, beauty, or ideal love. There is a belief that he or she or they is special and unique and can only be understood by or should be associated with other special or high status people or institutions. There is a need for excessive admiration, a sense of entitlement. Interpersonally, they are exploitive. So this is interpersonal exploitive behavior. They will take advantage of other people. Then there is envy of others or a belief that others are envious of them. And then there is a demonstration of arrogant and haughty behaviors or attitudes. These are the 9 diagnostic criteria. If you have 5 of those traits, I will go see that lady or me. Not me.
You sure?
Not me. Don't come see me. Go see the lady, though. Yeah. But yeah.
Does that show up in cancel culture?
Oh, ooh.
I have
several thoughts, actually.
I think some of those traits do.
Yeah. Oh
in a societal God. Way, in a cultural way. But we don't talk about cultural. I don't think you can call it cultural narcissism.
Like, yeah. Cultural narcissism is a stretch. But I do. Well, hold on. It's not that much of a stretch. I'll be honest. Like, American culture is inherently, in many ways, like, narcissistic.
Right, right.
We kind of, like, the backbone of this culture in general is that. I don't, that's, because I know how y'all do. That is not me saying that everybody who's American is narcissistic. We all have traits, people across the globe.
Right.
However, our culture has, like, interwoven into it,
right.
like, a lot of narcissistic characteristics and traits.
I think if you... That's what I was getting to, where it's like we have names for it. It's just not maybe cultural narcissism. But if you think of all the types of isms
yeah.
and the intersections that have privileges within those isms and phobias, it's no all shade. Of that. White like, supremacy, straight up.
Yeah, straight being up. Racist, you have to be a narcissist because it's like, why the fuck do you care about like what the next bitch is doing, like what they look like, the shade that they skin. I don't understand.
A homophobe, like racist, misogynist, transphobe, all of that. If we're just talking about how like we're
and,
using the
and
language.
You want to know what narcissists have in common? Like what? All of them have in common?
What?
Deep insecurity.
Clock that T.
Some of y'all didn't hear that, but you should have.
Clock that T.
Transphobes, deeply insecure.
Yeah.
Don't make me wake that up.
Misogynists.
Deeply insecure.
Deeply.
Very deeply insecure.
Very insecure.
Deep as hell.
Woo. I had names popping up in my head, so let me relax.
Oh, no, say and like I told Lenard the other day, say their names or keep it on the playground. Say their names.
I thought the first thing when you said trans, so deeply insecure, I thought Dave Chappelle.
Oh my God.
And when that doll made that video, like, ooh, did a doll upset him? You know, and like I'm not gonna go as far as, you know.
We got your T.
But like,
we got your T, bitch. We know y'all be fucking with the dolls.
You think of like, hello.
Let me not say that. Oh,
no, say it. Or I'll use a more general example. Cishet. I don't even just cishet women. Cis women feeling really like trans women are going to take their womanhood from them. That's deep insecurity.
how so, can somebody take your gender? Like, that don't even make sense. It don't. I don't even understand that, like, type of. I mean, I sometimes I'd be like, maybe I should put myself in the mind of, like, these people and their sick thoughts. But then I'm like, then I would be dumb. I'm sorry. I don't want to think like y'all, actually. I don't get it.
It goes to, once you do, you just, it's about an insecurity or fear. You could do it for a second and you're like, this is insecurity and fear.
Yeah.
What are you, you're afraid that a trans woman is going to take away your woman. Also, let's talk about what womanhood even is. Because when you break it down for real, it's like womanhood, what is gender? All of that shit has just been built to kind of confine us in these constructs that don't work for us anyways.
Oh, wait, we should say our qualifications because you studied women and gender studies too, right?
Not as a, like, major, but that was my thesis.
I remember you had, yeah.
Wake the tea up. Okay, so bachelor's political science, French, but I got my master's in international relations and diplomacy, and my thesis, 81 pages.
Damn.
Might I add. Damn. Presented at the international level, in case people forget.
Tea.
Was called The Red Herring Trial. And it questioned whether or not the ICC, the International Criminal Court, could give adequate justice in cases of sexual violence. And I used the case study of Jean-Pierre Bemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo. He was found guilty of a whole bunch of sex crimes under the Articles of War Crimes and Crimes Against Humanity, and then he was acquitted. A lot of my thesis, like the lit review was about feminist theories and then liberal institutionalism. So I did a lot of work with like women and gender studies and militarized masculinity in society and authentic, what an authentic victim looks like. You looked at like law stuff. So that was what my thesis was about. And in that 2 years of that being like my focus, yeah, I learned a lot about gender. And
yeah, I can imagine.
One of my favorite classes was the gender war militarization, and we looked at how gender fuels war and how gender fuels civilians outside of war.
I actually like took a class on that too. I just, for context, y'all, I have a women and gender studies degree in addition to a political science degree in addition to my master's in social work. So a huge part of that, those studies, especially when you study women and gender study, when you study gender, like, you learn a lot about how the most impacted people, like, in all wars are women and children. Those are the people who suffer the most. Like, those are the people who bear the consequences. I mean, look at the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people who suffer the consequences of all of that from before.
Right.
And I say that to say, though, like, the reason why I think it's important for us to say our credentials is because this part is going to offend some of the people listening. Are y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to offend y'all anyway. But if you offend it, don't duck if it don't apply.
Right.
But the point being, right, a lot of people like to speak, but a lot of people don't have, like, the education. And while I do believe that lived experience is very, very important, it cannot replace, like, actual education, like, mm-hmm. learning history, right. learning theory, and all that jazz. And I do want to acknowledge, too, because this is where people like to, like, get it wrong a lot of times on the left. Like, you cannot replace lived experience with education. Like, those are just two different things. Like, although mm-hmm. I studied women and gender studies, and even though I have a degree in women and gender right. studies, I don't know what it's like to be a woman. Right. So I will never be able to talk over anybody right. with a lived experience.
They work in tandem.
They work in tandem.
And also, as someone, I think, well, both of us probably align with the, like, elitism within academia.
Yes,
and I started my platform because I wanted to make all the stuff that I had the ability and the privilege to learn more accessible. Yeah. Like, I'm having access to journal articles.
Wait, what is the sound that you put in our promo video? It was the transgenderification. I'm sorry.
This is anti-intellectual trans.
And I hate to laugh because he's actually one of my mutuals, but that shit had me cacked. I'm not gonna lie. Wow.
But like, sorry. Yo, yeah. Ooh,
that was messy. Sorry.
But I was in academia and I said, we're just around a table only talking to each other, and we need to be talking to people
exactly.
that, like, don't have access
to
education.
To be accessible.
And I realized that it's not just the education within academia, because a lot of the things can be mirrored. It's just they use specific language to try to ice out people when it's like motherfuckers in the hood are saying the same type of shit, but we use a different language.
Hello?
So, oh my.
Jesus, wake that part up.
That the
lived we just strayed so far away from there.
We showed
question.
It. We're going back to the question.
We're going to come back to y'all.
We are. Let me finish this thought. So it's like with the lived experience, one of the things of me living abroad and traveling, that really also showed me how, like, I have to make my work and what I'm learning, like,
exactly
match up with the lived experiences that I'm, like, not only experiencing, but hearing from people from different parts of the world that where and multiple things are going to be true at once. And, like, I might know this. I've had ambassadors in classrooms. When I went to grad school in Paris, France.
Said, in case you didn't know, bitch.
And they would, some of them would say some ignorant ass shit where I was like, that's crazy. Like, I put you on a pedestal because I thought this is what was needed. No, ma'am.
Yeah, I wanna like build onto that and just say, like, if the language isn't accessible, if you can't explain it to people, like the everyday person, I feel like you're just wasting your fucking oxygen.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why I think, like, people like some of the, like, the way I talk about mental health, and you can say whatever you want about how I talk about mental health. My colleagues and the people who support me really do love the way I talk about it, because I try my very hardest to make it accessible. I think, like, these paywalls that, like, the ivory towers of education are and have become, like, really do separate people from getting information that could really be life-changing. And I think, like, we should make sure the way that we speak, like, is practical. Like, it's important that the everyday person should be able to hear and understand what we're talking about. And if your movement is going to be built around theory, if you cannot apply that theory because don't nobody know what the fuck you're talking about,
right?
You need to hit the drawing board and do it again.
And it shows you're not really talking to people in real life, because you have to be able to code switch that language. You have to be able to bring it to praxis. And that also has gone into, like, bringing it back to the original question. Of, like, whether, you know, maybe some narcissism can come into cancel culture.
Oh, absolutely.
Some of the aspects of people canceling others and trying to portray themselves to be, like, they know more is that weaponization of certain language. When it's, like, if you see someone or see me or whomever explaining something that might be complex in layman terms for it, so it's accessible.
Yep.
And you think the way for you to show that they know what they're talking about is to put a whole bunch of mumbo jumbo together. That is you trying to position yourself and posit yourself as someone who has some authority.
Yeah.
And you think utilizing that is going to help the situation when it's really about your ego.
And you know what's so funny that you said that? Because we got a little flack because the name of this podcast is Uncancel Culture.
Are we going into our next segment?
Oh, do you want to hop into the segment? I want to say one more piece.
Say
about,
one more,
like,
piece, and then
we're going to transfer.
I will say,
I'll cover that in the next segment. But what I will add is that narcissism is so prevalent in the social media space, and so many people utilize and weaponize, like you're talking about, like this language, like the care, right? Because they do this to the people who care. You don't ever see people who are left on the left, and by left I mean left of conservatives, like, right, I mean left of anybody who voted for that demon now president. Anybody left of that is who I'm referring to, but like liberals, communist, socialist, democratic socialist, like you fucking name it. A lot of people go after, you never see them going as hard as they do on each other, or as us going as hard as we do on each other with other people on the right. And I think a large part of that is that people are trying really hard to exert power, and that's a big part of narcissism. Exert power over top of other people, especially if they are people who they think don't deserve access to visibility, which is a currency in this current day and age. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Clock that.
And with that, that's a good question. You know, I haven't, like, basically, I hope we answer. You know what? I hope we just showed that we fleshed it out. Because that's also what this podcast is. It's not about answering things.
We could talk about that for hours,
too. Right. Mm. There's more that we could add to that. But that being said, we'll move on to our next segment. Let me get on notes. Our next segment is, if you aren't familiar, The Hot Seat, where we discuss situations, people, scenarios that might get us canceled or controversial or situations where something was controversial and and or attempted to be canceled. And for this week, the hot seat is
Uncancel Culture,
the podcast.
We are putting ourselves in the hot seat.
Like
a lot of people, right, for real. Let me say this. A lot of people had a lot to say about our imagery, right? Because our promo was largely centered around like the jail theme.
Yeah.
And there are so many things that we have to talk about in this segment, right. But there was a lot to say. People were saying like they hope that the podcast fails. They hope that you know, it flops. They said that we're making fun of incarcerated people. That we're Black people are some of the most jailed people in the country.
And that's how we want to represent ourselves. Are you serious?
Mind you, this was from a Barb. I just want that to sink in. This was from a Barb. This was was from someone with a Nicki Minaj Abby.
Okay.
We can get into that. And this is no shade to Nicki. This is just about like representation. You want to talk about representation?
But anyways.
Mrs. Petty.
Yeah, that was the
okay.
That was right. Anyways, we can get
no
petty.
Shade to Nicki though.
We can get petty. That was the first kind of like critique that we saw. And let me just say this: we had talked about when we talked about the rollout and the promo.
We knew
when we came up with this idea of like, oh, this should be like the theme. We verbatim, none of you bitches said anything that we didn't think you would say. You would think that we wrote the script for you.
Walked straight into the point.
like you literally, as if we did a spell on you, hoodoo, voodoo, madness. And we talked about the fact that, first and foremost, besides us having these like academic credentials and the work we're doing, we're also creatives.
Yeah.
I've been doing, like I said, we've been creating full-time for a long time. And their imagery is powerful. I don't know if they're not teaching y'all how to, you know, analyze political cartoons in the classrooms anymore. But the whole point of the jail theme is that cancel culture is carceral. It's that.
And they walked straight into the point.
Really
give it to y'all. Like, thank you for the alley.
Round of applause.
Because there are a few things that I want to talk about. The first point, since you bring it up, the first point that I really wanna focus on is this idea that we are making fun of incarcerated people. Like, I think that's so ridiculous. Let me say that first, because incarcerated people are people from so many different walks of life and backgrounds. But what I find interesting is that Twitter is the same place, right? Because I talked about this in your episode, the very first episode of Uncancel Culture, how I was actually a victim of police brutality.
Right.
When I was jumped by a bunch of police officers to the point where they sprained my wrist and I had to go to the hospital, I went to Twitter and they said, this was for standing on a sidewalk, by the way. Mm. I went to Twitter and they said that they should have killed me. So this is the same. These are the same people.
Same people.
So I'm so confused about like again, weaponizing these specific instances where, or like weaponizing this language, these movements, weaponizing like isms just so they can like justify beating down and berating and belittling people. And this was during like Black Lives Matter, the movement, when it was really at its peak. Like, people with Black Lives Matter in their bio were telling me that I should have fucking died.
Of course.
So I just want to point out, like, the hypocrisy. And this might not apply to everybody. I'm not saying that it applies to everybody because I know they do that too. Well, it wasn't me, so it doesn't count. But you're just as fucking carceral.
Yeah.
No shade.
Like, and, like, that's what we want to get into is Twitter is a place that'll tell you should die, you should kill yourself. And then if you actually did, or if you made a joke about it, oh, that's so-and-so. Oh, my God, rest in peace. Oh, we should have appreciated them before they were gone. And the thing is with imagery is supposed to trigger y'all. Creativity is supposed to trigger y'all. I'm glad people were triggered because if doing the actions isn't enough to see that you're carceral, maybe you needed to see the imagery that you do basically put people in handcuffs and want them discarded. That is what you're doing, but the imagery is it's too much?
Literally. I literally tweeted, right? I said, y'all, because this was actually me minding my business. I was literally minding my business. Somebody tagged me in a post where they were saying, like they didn't want a therapist who was 30 years old and on social media. They were happy to have a therapist that was like in their 60s. One, you clearly are not working in the mental health space, because like therapists who are older, they have a lot of issues. There's no shade. It's no shade. Mm. But like there are some people like in every industry that just like carry these very archaic and old school views that don't quite fit progress in society. So be careful with what you ask for. I've heard nightmares, but they just tagged me out of the blue. And I'm just like, bro, like, it's like y'all want me to kill myself. I can't even be minding my fucking business without y'all constantly trying to get at me. The person is like, oh, all these people saying all this stuff about you and you coming at me. It's like, well, yes, you're a fucking human being. And I saw you because you literally tagged me.
I've had people say, oh, I didn't think you would see that. I told you to kill yourself. Like, bitch, right. Fuck you.
But
I did see it.
I had said, like, so y'all just want me to kill myself. And somebody said, it's not that we want you to kill yourself. We just want you to shut the fuck up. And I'm like, and you don't understand how you're incarcerated?
Who the fuck are you to tell me to shut
up? You think that you should be able to control my ability to exist in the public sphere because you don't like me or what I have to say, and you don't think that you're a fucking police officer?
These people is cops, baby, without the training.
Kill
well, they don't get
the cop
anyways,
in your head.
But
kill
they
the cop
is.
In your head. Like,
ooh, and it's like, we're using real spicy language right now because sometimes you have to. And for us to... For the literal our podcast being uncancel culture, and we're talking about this like the ins and outs of being dogpiled, for us to not even have an episode out,
not even out yet,
not even out, and you people screenshotted stuff from other apps to talk about it. You don't see how crazy you don't see how, what
time.
That what you look like. You know we can see you.
And just a general lack of empathy. You want to talk about narcissism and the culture? A genuine lack of empathy for other people. Everybody. A genuine lack of empathy for other people. Like, again, thinking that you have the right to dictate who the fuck is in the public sphere. Christina and I are not abusers. We're not people, like, I mean, they've accused, we're not rapists, but we are survivors of that. But, like, they silenced. They treat us like we are these pariahs. Yeah. And it's like, the fact that you think just because we say things in ways that you don't like, and the thing is, and I know you've done, like, this has happened to you before because I've seen it with my own eyes, because, and it happens to me a lot. We will say something, people will jump on us for it, and then, like, 5 days later, somebody will say the same thing, and they will literally be eating it up. And why is that? It's because y'all don't like the messenger. It's not even the message. It's not even
like
the message.
And you know what? I would appreciate the realness of that being said, because sometimes I'm also delusional and I just don't like the messenger. But I know the message has some merit. I would respect someone being like, I just don't like you and don't want to hear you say that. Period. Cool. Leave me alone. Block me. We don't have to even be in each other's sphere. And it's like,
oh, they can't just block you and leave you
no,
in peace.
No, you can't just leave us in peace. And I think this is what I wanted to add is I'm just going to bite. I don't think this is what it is. I think people are being gaslighty, but I'll bite. Maybe people don't fully understand why the imagery of being jailed or discarded was necessary. First and foremost, I'm a comedian. I'm hilarious. And that it is what it is. Second of all, I have literally lost jobs. I've lost jobs because of being harassed and dogpiled. I've had addresses and phones and emails linked.
Same. My mom's address has been leaked.
Leaked. And people have called like to try to discard of me and us in real life. And if that's not carceral, I don't know what is. And if you don't understand what it's like to actually be on that big, that type of stage. I saw one of these comments, one of the people who made a thread. Made the thread talking about us. At the end of it, when it got too much traction, well, everyone be nice, you know. Well, I don't agree with them all the time, but
girl,
like I agree
you.
With I have some of their retweets, and then they said, you know, we're all public figures in one way, shape, or form. You have 400 followers, and that's no shade, but that you think that's the same as thousands and hundreds of thousands of people constantly viewing you, stopping you on the street. Like there have let's make this. Like, say this, right? There have been moments where people have addressed me, and shame has been there. While I've had men be a little too spicy to me, and they don't think that I have anybody around, and they, oh, I know who you are.
take these knuckles, ball my hand in a fist, and knock you square in the middle of your forehead.
And Shaheem has had to, not just like that, but there have been moments where you've heard and I'm like, okay, well, we can get into it. And Shaheem got to turn around. What are we talking about? Oh, well, you know, I just was saying that I appreciate all of a sudden the tune has changed.
They don't think people get active in real life. Bitch, I will knock you between the refrigerator and the motherfucking stove, bitch, in real life. Sorry. Sorry, I forgot where I was at, y'all. Sorry. Oh, my God.
Like we said, this is time and place for everything. We really going in right now. But because it takes a level of, like, I can't be out and spend time with people or be at work without people being like, oh, I saw what's going on. Even when I want to escape it, people are like, I see you being harassed and dogpiled. Yeah. Even when I don't want to look at it, I need someone to be able to scroll to see, well, are they doxing me? Yeah. Well, I need it to be monitored at the least. That takes a fucking toll.
Yeah.
We're human beings. And there's an aspect of, you know, being a content creator invisible online where it's like we say the society said they hate celebrity culture. They hate that we deify people. But when you refuse to see the humanity of content creators and you think you could dogpile and dox them, you are not seeing the humanity in them.
Yeah. I don't think they want to acknowledge that for real.
No.
If Christina or myself were to take our lives today or tomorrow, there would be people who would cheer, but I know for a fact a lot of y'all would feel fucking terrible.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that, like, that means we're above criticism, because mm-hmm. we are at the end of the day at this point, because y'all keep telling me, they tell me almost every motherfucking day that I'm a public figure and I have to, part of my job is accepting public critique.
Right, right.
And it's just like, I didn't take on that part of it, but whatever. We're not above criticism. This is not any way, shape, or form us saying that we're above criticism, but that's not what y'all doing. Like, right. it gets to a point where y'all are just, like, literally fault finding. Anything that you can latch onto, you're going to find and try to use it to beat us over the head. And frankly, I think they do it because they know that we just not going, like, cower and fear. Mm-hmm. Like, because I have a, you know, I got a nasty mouth. Like, because I have a mouth.
Well, we both know that we both do.
Because you will get dragged.
You've seen it.
But that's what they be wanting. Like, they want us to, like, I think they want us to cower in fear. Like, what do you want? Again, it goes back to that performance of what they think accountability is. You want us to perform.
Yeah.
You want us to, like, literally bend over backwards and try to appease all of you. Mind you, all of y'all want something different. So, like, it's like you want us to, like, literally not exist at a certain point.
And if you want someone to submit, you could be a dom.
Oh,
go get some leather. You could go get some leather and spank somebody.
Such a Scorpio. You see how she took it there?
Because that's what it sounds like, a kink to me.
It
you
does.
Fantasizing about me way too much for you to hate
they
me.
They want to kiss us on the mouth.
I think so too.
It.
You know, someone told me recently, this bitch threatened to hit me for 2 years straight. I've been thinking about your slappable face and your slappable mouth for 2 years. And I said, I think you would have kissed me. And she went, you're sexually harassing me.
Girl, go
you threatened to violently touch me. And I can't, you talk about my face and my lips.
No, but now it becomes, you see how they will flip the narrative so quickly? Now it's like, oh my God, Christina is a sexual harasser. Like,
And I will say, you know, let's bring it back. It's mainly Twitter.
Yeah.
We got
a really nice reception everywhere else.
TikTok, Instagram, in real life. Like, people coming up to me, because, like, I do stand-up, right? So, like, people coming up to me when I'm out, oh, I saw, like, congrats. This is amazing. Like, you're doing this at a pivotal time where I think people really need to hear this. Even now, like, getting text messages and calls from people being like, oh, we're so proud of you. And, like, and not even without the critique, not even without the, like, oh, I see the nuance of what you're talking about. Like,
it's one point that I want to, like, also pivot towards, right? Because this is one thing that was mentioned. And I was going to talk about this a little earlier, right? People brought up tweets of, I believe it was me, because I know I've said this multiple times, like, of me saying that cancel culture is not real. And then saying that we're grifting. Matter of fact, let me say this. Ooh. Grift to fucking who? Who are we grifting to? Who are we grifting to? Like, we are Black, queer,
bisexual.
Like, are we grifting to our own communities? Like, what are you saying? Like, who are we grifting to? Like, I'm so confused. Because we're talking about, like, nuanced topics. We're not, like, taking shifts to the fucking right. Like, what are we talking about? Like, we have very, like, me and Christina, our politics are, like, we'll get into that later.
Yeah.
But, like, this is not that type of party. Like, I don't know what the fuck y'all be talking about with that type of shit. But, like, I did say that I don't believe that cancel culture is real. I'm going to tie all of this in, right?
Yeah.
I don't believe that cancel culture is real. I think that cancel culture, quote unquote, is one, the language that most people have access to. Again, accessible language. Who is going to come on and listen to a podcast called Outrage Culture? Because that's what it is. Mm. Outrage Culture feeding into like the rage of people like being upset and angry on these social media platforms and these social media platforms and algorithms pushing anger because that is what is profitable because it keeps people attached to the apps. Because when people are angry, they're invested. When people are upset, they're invested. Those are strong emotions. But that can't be the name of the podcast because it's long as shit.
Right.
I believe that cancel culture, quote unquote, again, is not real in the sense mm-hmm. that cancel culture is just carcerality. It's people beating up on other people for the hope of like just exerting power over other people for the most part. Nobody truly walks away canceled.
Right.
How many times we talked about this in our own episodes? How many times have we been fucking canceled and mm-hmm. we're still here? Canceled, quote unquote. Again, it's being on the receiving end of a public, the public spectacle of outrage.
Yeah.
And frankly, it's just carcerality remixed. And that is not what, y'all don't want to hear that.
It's the town square. It's the tar and feathering. It's the guillotine Hello. In the middle of the, it's medieval Europe. Society been done did this. It's just remixed.
Should we have named the podcast Carcerality?
That's not as fun.
It's not a ring to it.
It's not an uncancel culture. Look, it rolls off the tongue.
Uncancel culture.
And you mad at that? You mad because we look good in the photos? Be honest.
I'm gonna be real with you, and I be holding back, like, because I used to be a lot more reckless back in the day. Anybody who knows me from back in the day know how
what?
I am.
I could never have guessed.
If I make you mad, I hope that you wake up every morning and the first thought on your mind is me. I hope that I make you so angry that you fume when you wake up and your body start convulsing and shaking to the point where you fall off your bed and you hit your head and then you fall back to sleep, wake up, and the first thought is me again. And then you run to your mirror to see that your head is leaking out the goddamn side. And I hope that you slip on the blood in your bathroom and that you fall down your steps on the way to the urgent care. And I hope that you choke while you at it. Okay? That's how angry I hope I make you. I don't give a fuck if you're angry.
And I'm the Scorpio. You see how Taurus is at?
I get to exist.
You see how Taurus is
I get
at?
To exist.
I'm just saying, I can't make a little jokey joke about being a Dom.
Okay, well, the point being, I get to fucking exist. Just because you're mad or you don't like me, it does not mean you get to wipe me off the face of the earth. It does not mean you get to berate and attack and belittle me every time you see me because you don't fucking like me, because you wouldn't do it in person.
At all, and they don't. And I actually really encourage you all, please find community. If you have a community that doesn't like me, or us, or whomever.
We find community in each other all the time. Oh my God.
I don't think they do because you're not acting real communal with each other. I think you should help each other process your feelings. I think you should help each other process the triggers that we're if we're triggering you, right? You should process that with your community. You know what I do when I come across someone I don't like or I hate or dislike and they're triggering me? I go to my community. I realize that they can have community outside of me and my community will be separate and away from them. You know,
what?
I don't waste
you
my time.
You can have people you don't like and just like move on with your life.
Who would have thought?
Shocking. I didn't know that. This is news to me.
I know. Maybe is that in the DSM-5?
They not going to pick up. Sarcasm is not their strength.
Oh, no.
Or satire or like any like type of imagery because like media literacy is at an all-time low.
Ooh, critical thinking is low.
Yeah.
I also... While you were talking about cancel culture and it not being real, one of the things that I had to think of when it came, like I had to face with myself when I was writing this thesis is because I looked at all the different forms of justice that people theorize about, retributive, procedural, transformative, and restorative. And restorative justice, I had to face the qualms and the discomfort I have with it because restorative justice is a justice that will tell you, hey, if the abuser admit their wrongdoings and they actively want to change and they go and ask the victim in the community what they can do to change, the victim of the community can step up and listen to the abuser. The restorative justice will tell you the person who is causing harm can be allowed back into society, and that's the type of society we should have if they do this, this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
That is really hard. That's so hard to actually, like, accept. But people use the language of restorative justice without actually understanding what that would look like in practice. And I'm saying that's difficult for me.
Yeah.
Like, damn, there might be a world or a community where people that have abused me might change, and they might have community because they've been able to accept their wrongdoing away from me.
I think that, like, is so powerful because also, like, people you don't like live. Like, and this is, like, matter of fact, I'm so happy we opened with that question because, like, that is, like, so narcissistic. And this is, like, something pivoting a little, like, or, like, expanding a bit. Like, this is something that is a problem in Western mental health culture, too, because everybody is conditioned to believe, like, oh, if I leave them, they're going to suffer. Oh, like everybody who ever did me wrong is out here, like, going through hell. Like, no, a lot of the people who you fell out with are thriving. Thriving, probably doing better than you in some aspects.
Now, and some of them are texting me saying they miss me, but you I have to throw that in there.
Yeah,
Scorpio.
Yeah, I'm sure so many people out in from my past who then hoped and prayed that I would fall down and a bitch still walking.
Thriving.
But the point being, like, so many of us center ourselves in these, like, ideas of what justice is and should be, that we wind up like perpetuating that same narcissistic bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the reality is you don't get to dictate who gets to exist.
Yeah.
You don't. And you not liking somebody does not mean that they don't have a right to fucking exist. Now, I will, like, make note, like, abusers, people who are actively harming the community and the culture, like, those people should be dealt with. I do believe in old school justice just as much as I believe in restorative justice.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm building to restorative justice. I think
I'm trying to get that
discarded. I think some people need to.
Some people shouldn't exist.
I think, for change to happen, I believe some people just have to meet the maker.
I can name a few government officials if you want, but I'm not going to do that.
We're going to get on a list.
Yeah. I mean, I'm already on.
Right next to each other, probably faces.
We said Free Luigi last time. So we that's sure probably did. Why. That would be cute if they had us next to each other.
I hope so.
Can I send in a headshot? Is that okay, federal government?
I hope you get my good angle. This is my good side.
Yeah, like, we center ourselves so much. Like, I believe in old school restorative, like, old school justice. And I'm trying to work towards restorative justice. But the reality is, again, they don't want us to say it, but I'm going to say it. Like, Christina and I are not fucking, like, we're none of the things that y'all try to make us to be. And, oh my God, can we talk about how they are obsessed with, like, doing this thing where they can't just dislike somebody. They have to create a moral failing to dislike them. Like, it's not enough to be like, oh, this person, like, rubs me wrong, or I just don't fuck with this person. Do you know how many people I'm just like, I just don't fucking like that bitch face?
Who?
Huh?
Say that.
You want me to say their names?
No, I said,
oh, okay. I was about to say, because I could say some names. But, like, I can just dislike somebody without having to be like, oh, so-and-so is like, they're like transphobic.
Did you know they kill puppies? Did you
Like, that's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like,
did you come up with that?
And I can tell you so many things people have said, like, about me. Like, when I call Donald Trump big, they still be mad at me about that. It's like, he is.
Well, it's a she.
I shouldn't say it. He is.
He's very tall.
And when I said that Elon Musk was built bad, like, they were like, you can't say that. I'm like, why? I don't know nobody else built like him. He is built bad.
Someone I saw that recently said.
He built bad. And when I say that, though, I'm every type of obic and ism in the goddamn book. It's just like, no, I just hate these niggas. Is that a crime? They will literally get off of their soapbox attacking these people and, like, focus the energy back on motherfuckers on their fucking team.
Like, I have seen that.
We supposed to be teammates. What you doing?
Sisters. This don't feel like a sisterhood.
This don't feel like a sisterhood no more. Like, it's just ridiculous. I think so many people, like, just can't even admit, like, bro, I dislike this person, because I've seen me say things, like, similar things, right?
Same.
So many people. And this just goes to show that they hold me and you, especially, to, like, higher and different standards. But I've seen people say the same shit about Donald Trump, the same thing about Elon Musk, and don't nobody say shit.
Yeah.
Why? Because they don't hold them to the same standard.
I've seen that. And I will say, sometimes it's like, they're, and I'll be honest, there have been moments where it's like, oh, okay, maybe what I've said could be able to have a call in, or maybe what I've said, okay, I could, talk to me about that.
I always knew Christina was weird.
Shut the fuck up.
That's what they be saying. I always knew that bitch was weird.
Like, the conversation that has happened, right? I think for both of us, there were moments where it's like, okay, I see the point of this conversation, the call in. That happened with the big back thing. It's happened with me when talking about colorism, like the overspeaking. But you go overboard because of who I am. And there has never been a problem before. I'm like saying similar language as somebody
else.
Why
did I have to be the first example for
and
the that, big back
that's
thing?
My point, right? So it's like...
And I said it to a thin person, mind you. But they said, like, they call me every type of fat. But, and I do understand that the term big back is fat.
Absolutely.
Yeah, don't get into it again. But, like, and I apologize for it. Yeah. But I said it to a thin person, but I have... had people calling me every type of fucking fat phobic in the book, even though that word was normalized and used so often. Like, I just thought it was a part of public lexicon, which I was using to read somebody who was trying to, like, shame a sex worker. And I'm in the middle of, like, trying to protect this lady who's unjustly getting attacked and antagonized by some ashy nigga. And I'm like, you got your, when you go to your local job at the Piggly Wiggly, and I said the word, like, but like, people are like, they turn all of that smoke that should have been on the actual bigot, the misogynist, who was actively antagonizing and attacking a woman, and turned it towards me. Do y'all understand why shit like this election be happening when y'all cannot get
Because they can't have the multiple things existing at once. You could be like, oh, matter of fact, maybe we should unpack the fact that this language has this type of, like, connotation. And this came up because we're talking about to an actual bigot who's being harmful, blah, 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 blah. And we'll hold space for the fact, maybe we should all stop using this language.
Yeah.
Right? Let's just stop using this language because it this and it denotes this. Because you see that happen with the R word. You've seen that happen with the S word and changing, I hate it too, and changing like the lip. People being like, oh, that's A-A-V-E. Why did you say, if you don't know the S word, I'm not going to say it, but it's like, they talked about, I think it was Lizzo and Lizzo's lyrics.
Can I actually say an example of something that happened, a call-in that I really liked? And it's so funny because it was Jean Doe. Like, do you know, like, she's a singer. She's an R&B singer. One, I love her down. Like, I was like, girl, I didn't even know you knew who I was. Because I had said the Pookie's Requiem song because you brought up A-B-E. Like, I was like, oh, I don't hear SZA. Like, I'm a huge SZA fan. So I'm like, ain't no bitch alive who can replicate that. Like, but when I actually heard it, because I played it in my car, I was like, oh, because it was louder in my car. I was like, I get it now.
Yeah.
And I changed my mind, but I didn't take down the video where I was asking, like, y'all, what's so problematic about Pookie's Requiem? And then I saw Jean Doe's video, and she was like, this person normally has so many progressive takes, so I'm so confused by the take. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I actually forgot to take the video down. I changed my mind weeks ago at this point. And it was so nice because she, like, we followed each other, and it was, like, just that simple. Yeah. Because she's like, hey, this is why I feel this way, because the R&B space and all that. I'm like, oh, perfect. Like, I totally get it.
That's nice. And it's as simple as that. Can I share a call in I have with
you? Yeah, please.
Yeah, so people don't think that we're just, there have been many a moment where there's been call ins with us, right? So one time, this is when they were telling Shaheem that they weren't sorry.
Why knew you was gonna bring this up?
I'm being serious. They were telling Shaheem that they weren't dark skinned.
Oh, shit.
They were telling Shaheem was talking about
this. This my winter shade, by the way. Don't nobody.
Girl, you dark skinned on the camera.
They got me so convinced that I'm light skinned. I don't know what to do no more.
Please, please. So they were telling Shaheem.
Sorry to the sugar cookie community. I don't mean to offend y'all. It's not bad to be y'all.
So Shaheem was talking about dealing with colorism, and then a whole bunch of people kept doing this real race science color swatching, taking pictures side by side of dark skinned people next to it. It was getting real human strange. I was very scared. And they were, you're not dark skin, you're not this, you're not that. Now, mind you, I know Shaheem in real life, and this is my friend. So I was noticing.
Undertone.
I was noticing people that were like my complexion telling Shein they're not. So I went directly, you know, I was like, what are y'all? Y'all are literally discounting someone's experiences because you don't like them. Like, for you to tell somebody that they're not dark skin is insane. It's crazy. And a lot of people felt like I was speaking over dark skinned black people. Girl, and I struck.
Most dark skinned black people were like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? Like,
I know. Right. But I struggled with that because I was like, man, fuck all that, whatever, the thousands of people, like, I'm defending my, I know this person in real life and y'all are dogpiling them on something that they actually deal with and have trauma with, and that's fucked up. I don't give a fuck about how the rest of y'all feel.
They don't give a fuck about my trauma.
They don't, right? But the call was kind of like, the way that people, like, if someone with my positionality and desirability politics within blackness is, like, speaking on it, it can feel that way, and it can be triggering, and it can be, like, even if you're defending your friend, like, that's what people are viewing. And the what I did say is when people...
I don't think you are wrong.
Well, the thing is, I asked Shaheem. I went and asked Shaheem, I said, do you feel like I'm speaking over you? And do you feel like... And she was like, girl, shut up. But what I did say was, like, I took the nuance of it. I was like, I understand, like, this isn't my conversation to be, like, leading, which is why I was correcting people who were my shade lighter. Hold on. And then I said, however, I'm defending someone who's my actual friend in real life. So because they don't feel like I'm speaking over them, I am not sorry for what I was saying and what my decisions at all, because I'm going to stand up for someone I know. And I can acknowledge that my positionality in this might be hard for y'all.
I love you so much. Can I say that?
Okay, yeah.
Friend, you shouldn't have apologized, because I'm going to say something. Because I have coined this term, and this term, I'm telling you, it happens so often. It's called identity shielding.
Ooh.
And it's when people use their marginalized identities to shield themselves from, like, having to, like, to be wrong, having to be held accountable, having to have energy matched, and then some, having to be called out, you name it. So when, because I'm going to bring up a different example, because this is what is reminding me of. There was this, woman who's being transphobic, and I said, you're being fucking transphobic. But she's like, you can't speak over me because I'm a woman, and I'm talking about, I don't want to be called no cis woman. I'm like, well, you cannot, one, it's a fucking word. You cannot determine, like, I don't want to be called, like, black. Like, that doesn't mean I'm not black no more.
Yeah.
Like, the point being, because these are sociopolitical, because I know for the big word people who need to hear a big word, the sociopolitical buy-in from like these social quantifiers, like, these are things that you need the social buy-in. That's part of the socio in the sociopolitical, right? Like, just because you don't want to be this, it doesn't mean that you're not that no more. So with that being said, like, I'm like, girl, you're being transphobic. I don't give a fuck if you're no goddamn woman or not. Like, you don't get to determine, like, somebody else's gender experience. And you should not let people take your own gender experience away from you. You're entitled to your own, just like they're entitled to theirs. Like, they're not, like, coming over to you and trying to tell you who you are and what you can and cannot be. Don't do that to nobody fucking else. And I'm a woman. I don't give a fuck. And where do we go from here?
And now what?
Don't be transphobic.
And now what?
I don't buy the identity shielding bullshit. You are not wrong for telling people, stop trying to discount somebody's lived fucking experience. No. And this is the problem. We keep apologizing to these people who don't deserve apologies.
I didn't really apologize for that.
That was kind of like, I will acknowledge what you're saying.
It was. I think, and what did I say? I said my first episode, I don't believe in apologizing, we don't believe it. Because my thing is, that was an experience of community. I could have thousands of people or hundreds of people telling me I'm doing something wrong, but the person I'm literally talking about and defending, if they don't feel like I'm speaking over them, that is the voice that matters. Now, I can hold the space for the fact that it might be triggering, you're distrustful of me because you don't know me personally, and that's not going to hurt my feelings. But I'm going to speak up for someone that I know personally if they don't feel like I'm overspeaking over them.
A little bit of a pivot, but when are we going to get Akon for saying that he was locked up and they won't let him out?
Get who?
Akon, for making fun of imprisoned people.
Or
he was not really locked up and they didn't have to let him out.
Or Pusey. Or Orange is the New Black.
Wow. Oh my God, such problematic media, like portraying.
I cannot believe that they had a whole bunch of black and brown femmes in orange jumpsuits on Netflix.
Like, do y'all hear yourselves?
That was the representation that we needed.
Do you hear yourselves? God. Please. And at the end of the day, Christina and I are doing something creatively, artistically. It is an artistic choice.
And it was one on purpose. And it filled its purpose to me.
It did, because y'all be talking. Like, y'all got a problem with every... This is directly to Twitter. Y'all got a problem with every fucking thing. It must hurt to be so fucking miserable.
A little bit. And it's...
I'm not sorry.
No, I'm not. It's a cesspool. It's really... When you get stuck in the Twitter, like, whirlpool of it all, it can make you forget reality and, hell, like, TikTok touching your ass. TikTok, too.
Sorry.
It's starting to, yeah. Facebook. Social media in general. It's a lot of... It's a microcosm of society, I think. Yeah. But because people are hidden behind screens and usernames, they're not having to actually face it in real person in front of somebody. The amount of people, and let's get here. Hold on.
Ooh, what's next?
The amount of people that have come up to me and sung number one a different tune about the content I'm creating, the content I make, and the amount of people that have come up to me and said that they really enjoy my content and they see me getting dragged and they silently agree, that does not help me. That does not... Do you know how hurtful it is for you to have people come up to you and say, girl, oh my gosh, I love you so much. I'll be loving your takes. Da-da. And I'll be silently retweeting, silently agreeing. So you agree. You see that I get dogpiled relentlessly, but you don't speak up and say anything.
Yeah.
How is that supposed to serve me or make me feel good? And ask yourself, is that not you contributing the same bystander effect that we're talking about in a carceral system?
Amen. Thank you for saying that. Like,
that hurts. I'm being real vulnerable about that. Like, that fucking hurts.
It does. I'm glad that you're saying it because it's so true.
And yeah.
Like, we're never like really received when we say it. Like, and I know we're not the only people who know and feel that, but like when you see people like unrightfully, because y'all know it's like it be nonsense. A lot of y'all agree, and because again, they come to us silently in the background, like,
yeah,
I get it. Like, I think they're doing too much, or I think that they're like just making shit up at this point. You see it, but you're silent.
Don't say shit.
Like, you see it, but you're not standing up against the very culture that we're trying to address, like, to be honest. And that perpetuates that culture of carcerality on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I'm always first to say, I have participated in this culture before, and my biggest regret is I've taken too long to recognize how toxic it was. And I have done, this is not just starting at this podcast. I've started this way before, which is why I have gotten into if you look back, what's so funny is the main instances that I've had on TikTok recently, like, have been because I said, bro, do not take this and antagonize a whole group of people. Or, bro, like, we can, like, disagree with each other without having to, like, resort to, like, threats and, like, insults and all that shit. Like, especially if it's over shit that's not, like, that deep, like, at the end of the day. Like, and that's not to say that certain things are not deep. That's to say that we spend so much time, like, we just go so low, and then we be wondering why, like, shit is so divided right now, and there's not enough of a united front to fight against shit like fucking fascism. And I think, like, when you sit back and you just watch, like, people get fucking beat down, and, like, you join in, because a lot of the times they join in, but, like, if you know that people are wrong, and you know that it's not that deep, and you just, like, let the shit go on, like, I'm not going to say that you're just as guilty, but you up there.
You up there. You watching. There. You're silently watching. And what is that shirt that people love to silence takes the side of the oppressor? They love to wear that little t-shirt, have the little mugs. It's sick. And being like, because this is also a reflection of like the ways that I've like perpetuated it, or the ways that I've like enjoyed it, the ways that I've been messy in it, the ways where I haven't been able to like find the line, or maybe I do want to have a take. And there's a discernment of knowing when it's like, I could have a take, but the way this is moving right now, I'm just not going to really add or say anything because it might be taken this way. And I don't want it to be like that, to be taken as such.
Yeah.
And having that discernment of like, okay, well, what's actually necessary? And there have been moments where it's like, there have been a lot of moments where I think we both have done this, have been like, taken up for someone or being like, hey, why are you acting like this towards someone? And then that pivots the dog pile to you.
Yep.
That's real. I'm not going to name real. That ain't real.
It's real.
But maybe that's a matter of how much community and gumption you have in gall, because I can't sit by and be like, y'all really gonna let this shit happen like this? Come on, man. Like, if it pivots the dog pile into me, maybe I'll take it. Maybe I'll take the heat off you. I don't know. I still haven't found that balance yet. Let me
say this. And now, more than ever in our society, we need to dead that shit. Like, and I was gonna even make a video. I'm probably still gonna make the video now, but they'll see it again on this podcast. Like, I was gonna say, like, bro, like, I don't mean no harm. Liberals, leftists, cut that shit out. Cut it out. Like, right now, and I'm you know, when you broke right before your next paycheck, when you on a 2-week cycle of getting paid, and like, don't shit be funny. Like, ain't shit funny, because I got $2 in my bank account in 3 days to get lunch. Like, ain't shit funny.
We're gonna put y'all in the shirt.
Right. Y'all gonna get along shirt. Now is not the fucking time. I get it. Y'all got some political differences. I really don't give a fuck about that right now. Now is not the fucking time. I don't find shit funny. Like, these little petty squabbles, like, over Beyonce performances and shit like that, dead it. Now is not the fucking time.
It's not gonna be funny when we in shackles again, y'all. Right. When we in the same
concentration camp, I'm gonna be pissed at y'all.
When you in the slave house, you argued about shit. I think about that so often. You know how tired our ancestors, enslaved ancestors, had to be. The arguments we having now, while we all oppressed under the same damn system, I know it was happening back in the day. Yeah. Can you imagine somebody being a house slave trying to be like, well, at least I'm in the house to someone who's, we all, what are we talking about? What are we, that's what y'all doing. You argue about the same shit. And they looking at us like, exactly.
Yeah. And I just.
Cattle.
Child, like, if you find yourself, like, just, like, overly consumed with this idea of, like, owning somebody, like, in an argument or debating about a topic that honestly is probably not even worth the fucking, like, right now, it's real shit happening, and frankly, I don't find shit funny. We have people to protect. There are people who are super vulnerable among us, and I think it's our duty to, like, focus on that and not trying to nitpick at people about little frivolous shit. Like, again, another cancellation for me is the girl who said, swears up and down, I said I was going to drop my nuts on her head. Oh my God, girl, give it up. But I say this to say, like, I use AAVE, and because they don't like the way that I use my AAVE, suddenly, like, one, everybody knows I'm gay as shit. I do not want my genitals anywhere near a woman.
I barely turned Shaheem on the other day when I wore a fake mustache.
Girl!
Barely, like, it took 2 years for Shaheem to be like, almost three, actually.
As a seductress, you think that you turn on everybody, baby, but I promise you, barking up the wrong tree.
Okay, well, either way, I wore a mustache, and she's said, oh, you could be fine. So I'm just here to confirm.
I was like, you would be a fine nigga.
Shaheem don't want their nuts near any.
if you was a nigga, we would. But
I'm crying.
But no. For real. The girl said all of that, and like, but the narrative, right? And it's like taking that narrative and spinning that narrative, and then, like, one, galvanizing people against somebody. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to be braggadocious. But I'm gonna toot my own fucking horn. Fuck it. I'm a community resource. Like, I literally provide people with education. Like, that is the largest bulk of what I do. Certain platforms like Twitter, they barely see that because they don't like positivity. Every time I post my mental health stuff on there, like, it barely gets any traction because they don't like it. Like, they just want to tune in when it's time to attack and antagonize people. But my other platforms, which are my larger platforms, like, combined between TikTok and Instagram, I think I have, like, nearly 900,000 followers, and that's just TikTok and Instagram. Like, but the point being, like, those platforms, I talk about, like, fucking community resources. I, like, teach people how to find resources. I teach people about mental health stuff. Like, I literally do actual community work through that. Yeah. I crowdfund for people. There are things that I do using my platform, and trying to galvanize people against that because of a fucking term that you're not familiar with. Even when I clarified, like, bro, like, that's AAVE.
It's like, you told the definition of what this means in slang.
Yeah, like, I literally had to pull up the goddamn what's it called? Urban Dictionary and everything. I'm like, bro, this is hip hop. Like, this is like terms that my parents used and shit. Like, and I'm just saying, I hate to flex on you. And I proceeded to talk about my education. What the fuck do you mean I'm trying to threaten you with my genitals? Like, girl, shut the fuck up.
Sorry, stop.
And then people fall into that trap of like constantly nitpicking at little shit. It's like, girl, shut the fuck up. Yeah. Like, there are actual villains out here. Let's not make them out of each other.
Right. And even if there are moments with a misstep, okay, then a misstep means all the shit that you're going to stop someone who's actually like helping.
Try to literally get me fired.
Literally, like, you're trying to get people's like livelihood. You're trying to get them out the street. And it's like, so because I said this or I made this bad joke, all the good work that I'm doing don't mean nothing.
Christina, that girl literally, my boss, we had a meeting about it. And
serious?
Yes, the girl who I said, like, I hate to drop my nuts on you, but like, I have 10 years worth of experience and 3 degrees, baby. You do not need to talk to me like you know more than me. She emailed my boss and we talked about it, and he gave me her name and stuff. I was like, I'm not going to do nothing with that because I'm not interested in being carceral with you. But I'm a trauma therapist, meaning I'm a full-time trauma therapist. I have dozens of clients that I see on a weekly basis to work through severe trauma. To think or not think of how you would be taking away from dozens of people a resource that they use on a weekly basis because of something so simple like that. Like, this is what I mean when I say it's not only is it short-sighted, but it's just fucking diabolical.
Yeah.
Like,
you're not thinking about actual community. And maybe that goes back to the narcissism and cancel culture.
Wait, that was a good question. Oh,
we brought it. We were bringing it back throughout the whole episode.
We're going to circle back and close the loop.
Yeah, that was good. Anyway. I think we covered some good stuff.
Ooh.
Well,
One more, because I want you to talk on this, because if I say it, I'm going to cuss a whole lot.
What?
They said that we're doing this for a cash grab. Can you clarify for the people, Christina?
Cash grab with what money? Actually, no, if you want to give, us some money.
Do you need some money?
I do need some money.
We don't cash got grab, no sponsors, baby.
We have been, all of this has been out of pocket, it's not just this. The bulk of like being a content creator or like doing creativity and stuff, a lot of that shit is out of pocket. A lot of that shit is like, damn, I need to be in this room. I might have to get myself a flight to get there because they be paying us fucking pennies, or they don't think that, especially black content creators and black queer content creators and then black queer content creators that talk about serious shit. People don't want to touch us very often.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is literally out of our pocket because this is just something we're passionate about, and like, that's what's leading this and what leads a lot of our work. And God forbid that, yes, I do need to eat.
Yeah, like, we're going to get paid for this eventually, hopefully.
Hopefully. Like, are you going to quit your job at Walmart?
Oh, Christina, no.
I mean, what?
No.
What? I mean, Siri, if you're...
They're going to... Okay, no. She didn't mean that, y'all. She didn't mean
that. Let me choose another job. When people were talking about propagandism, they were talking about teachers are America's biggest propagandists. Are you going to quit being a teacher? Are you going to quit being a teacher? Are you going to quit being... I mean it, though.
No, you're right.
And then you might be mad. Are you going to... We look at people who are like boycotting Starbucks and boycotting McDonald's. People still work there, though.
Yeah.
And I get it, because they need to eat.
They said, not you work at... What the fuck are they supposed to do about having a job?
They can't find anything else, that's the type of line we're talking about. Everybody understands we live in capitalism, but then we don't understand what that actually shows up as.
One quick, like, just note there, like just a little, like, side thing. Like, I saw that somebody getting mad at a Starbucks worker, and it's like, girl, the whole point of the boycott was so they could unionize. Like, why would they... What do y'all be talking about half the time? But I do want to also add, right?
We doing it's a yes and improv.
Yeah. I don't know. I think as far as the cash grab, like, it really does go to show that y'all don't see value in what it is that we do. And it's very carceral, again, because you think that we should not even be able to... Oh, this is another thing I'm going to address real quick. They said that this was because TikTok was getting banned, which I never thought that TikTok was being banned. Like, let me be clear. Like, I've talked with people who actually work in the social media industry. At no point did anybody really think this app was going to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's too profitable. In fact, this, like, kick down the road is very evident. It's evident that they don't want to get rid of TikTok. They just want to buy it. Mm-hmm. If they wanted to ban it, they would have just banned it. Like, yeah. That's not the point. No, like, at no point, and you can even ask, like, my friends, because I was with my friends when the TikTok ban was, like I was with Anthony and Tucker, and I think we were there like when the app was shutting down, and they're like, "Oh, Shaheem, you're not nervous?" I'm like, "No, like it's coming back." Yeah. Like, and it came back less than a day later. Like, we birthed this podcast months ago.
Months ago, you think we just fell out of a coconut tree?
You think that we just in the context of everything that is and was before.
You think this just fell out of something?
Are we not allowed to even just the carceral thing again? Are we not allowed to have endeavors?
We can't expand. Friends can't start a podcast together. We can't speak. We can't kiss your friends. We can't kiss. Oh, I don't know why they're so upset that I kiss my friends.
Girl, not me though, y'all. I'm gay.
They are so upset.
Very gay.
That you and your friends like kiss and fuck on each other. I was like, now why are we in it? That's why I thought this is the girl that threatened to kiss the. No, sorry. threatened to slap me. Yeah. She brought up me and my kissing friends. So I was like, it sounds like you want to kiss.
They be crashing out. Oh my God.
I said, you want to kiss.
They be crashing out about us. I don't get it.
Anyways. This was a lot. Let me clarify. I'm not, before they go, she's disrespecting Walmart workers. Y'all know what the fuck I meant.
Yeah. And
I said Walmart because Walmart is a bad corporation.
Exactly.
I could say you work for Disney. I said Walmart because you work. It's a bad corporation.
Fuck, and you said what you said.
I did say what I fucking said. And the only reason you would think that I was trying to shit on their pay grade is if you thought that I made more than them. Like I said, do I need some money?
You need some money?
I do. Oh my God, I've been doing this for 3 years full time.
Yeah. But yeah, this is not a cash grab.
No.
In fact, this is just two friends. And let me say this, because I can even wait this up. I've been asked to do a podcast for years. And not only that, I have had people with platforms that are multiple times my own come to me and want to do podcasts with me. People mm-hmm. who you know ask me to do podcasts. Multiple people. Like, I've had multiple offers to do podcasts. This one aligns with me more. Right. And it's what I want to do because we're talking about a culture that we both have been victim to.
You have autonomy?
Girl, and they think they know everything.
Decisions about yourself? You would think that they knew the color of my
booty
hole.
That's so problematic. Oh. Balloon pink, by the way. It's like a balloon
rose
knot.
Gold with a piercing.
Oh no. Oh God. Oh Jesus. A booty hole. Girl, that's a booty hole. No. Okay. But yeah, like it's not a cash grab. We just actually care about this. We care about everything that we do. I don't know why they think. The grift thing really gets me, though, because it's like, who the fuck am I grifting to?
And let me be honest. Would this be a lucrative grift? I don't think
it's expensive.
If I'm grifting into this, I think y'all should help us grift in the right way.
Let me tell you something.
Why would I grift to this?
If anybody want to donate to our podcast studio fees,
girl.
Baby, because they have D. And we didn't want to just, like, come and give y'all anything.
You know.
Do you know, like who does, like, all the editing? Well, we don't have editors. We don't have video. Technically, it comes with the studio, the videos. Like, they take the video for us. But just, we do the editing on the back end. We do all of the preparation.
The creative direction.
We do all of it. Like, so, cash grab is really wild. Stop being a hater. Get your money up and go do something with your own damn life. Bitches who be doing, I'm going to be honest. Bitches who be doing, never be hyper worried about bitches who be doing. Like, bitches who do shit, don't be on the internet constantly complaining, moaning, and nagging about people who do shit.
I think, actually, a lot of you guys could have a strong career in creative writing. And
I
think the types of fantasies that you come up with people that you don't know, honestly, why aren't you pitching?
Yeah.
Go become a New York seller's bet, you know, please.
That's problematic, though.
What's problematic?
Well,
use your creativity, y'all mind.
It's problematic to do everything, Christina.
Making things up. I've read some things on me that I'm like, you ate that. Wow, that's.
So remember, somebody said that I am bourgeoisie, I think they called me, because I was living in the Brooklyn brownstone. One, I wish, bitch. I fucking wish.
God forbid you have a home.
Well, I don't have a brownstone. I wish I did. I wish. I wish I was balling like that. Not yet, y'all. Not yet. Oh, my God.
Ooh.
There will be signs when you know that I won the lottery. There will be signs. I'll have two brownstones. Bitch, I ain't even got a half of one. So... y'all just make so many assumptions about people, and I'm just so happy that Christina and I were able to clarify some of these things, though, because, frankly, I don't think y'all deserved it, but
no,
it's not a fucking cash grab.
We kind of just went off, and I feel like the tone of this is
I'm sorry, because we said that we said we were going to watch our language and be mindful and call people in. Frankly, nah, fuck y'all. It's fuck y'all for life. If you got a problem with me, keep that problem, bitch. I hope you solve it in your head.
And they are. Please talk to your demons, not me. But the rest of you who do appreciate it.
We love you.
The rest of us who actually call us in, the rest of us that are in our communities that we could be like, okay, how could we do this? We have the people. But my friends drag me all the time. They tell me myself. We drag each other.
Yeah.
What are we like? Come on. We have it, but you aren't in my community, so fuck you if you're not, and you talk about me.
Yeah, I mean, again, I hope I make you so mad you choke.
Oh, my God. Stop.
I do.
You know what they're going to do?
I don't care.
No, listen, they're
going to do it either way.
They are, but if we see clips, they splice up to make new sentences.
They be doing shit like
that. You choke and booty hole, rose gold, my look. I'm going to be like, creativity.
Y'all need to be creative directors.
Honest to God. You need to find it. Look, this is your calling.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Is there any other point that I wanted to make on this?
But
just like the whole rollout being like, oh, like they're making fun of prisoners, like, girl, die. Okay, I can't say that. I can't say that.
No,
I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't mean it.
Oh my God.
I didn't mean it. Auntie ain't mean that.
You see how we knew Auntie.
Auntie, sorry. Auntie took it a step far. I'm sorry.
That's sad.
Some of y'all can die.
That jumped out.
I mean, Auntie ain't mean that. Yeah.
You could go.
You could die.
I want to know if it... Never mind. Let's not... Anyways, the rollout. Art is meant to be critiqued. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with the critique of the art. And some of y'all got it and some of you didn't. And some of you might have went a different way.
Yeah.
And if you went a different way or thought had a different idea, come out your own pocket and made podcasts.
My last comment on that whole subject matter is think for your fucking self. Like, y'all are so susceptible to the bullshit. Because I see a lot of people who typically I view as being, like, really intelligent, like the second that they see like a small amount of people, and mind you, this I saw stan accounts like starting this, but like the second you see a couple people like latching onto something and trying to antagonize or critique a little thing, use your fucking brain and use discernment. Everything is not y'all just fall for that shit every fucking time. Like PSYOPs gotta really be like doing numbers. Like
they're doing numbers.
A lot of y'all gotta be part of that shit, because like I'm telling you, every little criticism you see, you don't have to latch on and like give it wings. That's right. My last criticism.
And it's like, I want, what part of seeing an image, and I'm trying to be genuine when I say this, what part of seeing an image of two content creators who have been harassed, canceled, and have their lives changed due to online threats and harassment, being in imagery, creating imagery where we are dressed up in jail garb, right? Holding a placard saying Internet Police Department makes you think we are making fun of incarcerated people, and that is not a commentary on Internet Police. I need, like, what it...
I wish I could turn my brain off like y'all.
Is it
not...
Was it not clear that the commentary was...
I wish I could turn it off.
You
kind of walked into the point.
Doink. Anyways...
Yeah.
That was great. Therapeutic.
Yeah. Anyways, let's move on to our third segment.
Ooh, that was a long second. Love that.
That was. I think we needed to get that off. Yeah.
And because this is the only time we're going to address that. That's why. Because this is the only time we're going to address it.
The only time we're addressing anything.
Every
and we ain't changing
forward.
Shit.
All right. Because my friend Philip did a great job on the photos. But
thank you, Philip.
So, third segment is... Uncultured of the Week.
Who is Uncultured of the Week for me?
I was going to say. Twitter.
The U.S. government.
U.S. government.
Very uncultured, very unclassy, very bad built, like very, very ugly, very nasty, very rude.
Gross.
Very despicable.
Disgusting.
Very fascist. Very terrible. Poor. Very poor behavior.
Oligarchic.
Like so many things I can say about the U.S. government, but like I can't think of a single good thing at this moment. Very uncultured, beyond redemption at this point. Let's start this shit over. Somebody hit the reset button, please.
Immediately. Like it's time to just to the ground. Nervous. I did not watch the.
I didn't either.
I didn't watch the Hellscape. I try to protect my peace. Because we know what it was going to be, some bullshit, and it was. And I'm scared. These next, times are changing, y'all.
You know, I saw something earlier that really did inspire me, though. Our people, like, didn't freak out and panic back in the past. I saw this video on TikTok where somebody was saying, like, you know, when, like, these presidents from the past were doing similar things. Because, I mean, it used to be much worse in this country. Don't get me wrong. Our people didn't freak out. We just, like, continued to survive. I do believe in our ability to survive as a people. Lean on your peoples. If you're racist or you have family members who are racist and you're white, do something else to your people. A secret second thing. But everybody else, lean on your people.
Lean on your people. Yeah. I think that goes back to what you were saying about leftists and liberals. We got to stop it. Because it's like, this is the next several years, because it's not just going to be four, is going to be what community...
There is not going to be an election, stupid slut.
We might not have another one, but the leaning on community is really going to be important, and trying to nitpick where someone's line between liberal and leftism lines ain't going to fucking matter when you get a call that somebody needs some food.
Yeah.
And somebody needs... You're going to ask them, well, did you have a black square? Or did you say this or that? No, someone's starving. Someone's unhoused in the community and they need a place to sleep. Like, that is the type of shit you're going to be faced with. And it's not going to be the time to, when did you last stream Kanye? It's not going to be the time for that, to be honest, yo.
So ridiculous.
We can have the conversation and house you and give you food.
Girl, you reminded me of something. Can I say that it's been so weird because Twitter has been upset with me every time I tell people to be prepared for emergencies.
It's like
an alarmist because I'm telling people to get your documents because, hello, are you aware of what's happening in the world? It is an emergency. Like, get your documents, have water on go, like have canned goods so you have food in case of emergency, have an exit strategy, and develop a safety plan.
Right.
If you can't exit, bitch, like what the fuck about that?
Right.
Is an alarm? Have y'all been around?
And honestly, if that makes me an alarmist, I'm setting the alarms because they have been doing it thus far. I'm being real.
Bro, these people are so annoying. But yes, who is your uncultured of the week?
I was saying Twitter X. What I was going to say. I think that damn space is just
uncultured of the life.
It's in so many ways. And it just, it's a shame because there were moments, like I've been on it since like 2011. And it's always been a mess. But there was also a time where it was like, it was helpful to share mutual aid things. It was helpful to have different ideas and ideologies and be not exist in like an echo chamber. And now it's just so like, it's so wired there. It's so, people are triggered. People are just trying to latch onto anything to make something pop, to make something viral.
They fall for the propaganda.
They fall for the propaganda so fast, and the bad propaganda so fast. And it's like, I can't even exist. I don't even want to open an app because I can't even exist there or share things in the way that like I want to or get. For a minute there, it was like where you could get news updates about like what is going on. I don't even trust that app to be the
accurate
for news, yes, and also the social climate of where people are at because of it, just how charged it is and honestly frightening. And it's not, it doesn't indicate any of the type of community that I actually want to harbor in my real life.
And I just want to say this, just to add a little bit. Like, if you get on that app and you see a queer black woman and you see a queer black person, non-binary person, and these are your two public enemies, you looking at the wrong enemies, baby.
There's so many other people.
I'm just saying, like, you looking at the wrong enemy. Like, you are actually looking at the wrong enemy.
There's so many.
You might want to reassess your priorities.
Immediately.
And that's not what they want. They don't want to hear that either. Like,
and you don't have to lie.
Do y'all see how y'all pick y'all targets and who your targets typically look like? Assess that.
And why it's so quick to cancel certain people who look a certain way. And that don't mean you gotta like them or be in the community. I'm gonna reiterate that again, because there's a lot of people that are marginalized that I don't like.
Why you want us disappeared?
But I don't want them to disappear. And I know that they're not the enemy. You know what I'm saying?
Why is it that most of the people who you want disappeared look like us, but you advocating for people who look like us? Explain it like I'm five. I really need, break it down for me.
Please.
I really want you to explain that.
Maybe like I'm six.
Yeah.
They might need a little, maybe like I'm 12, because you know.
12, yeah. They know.
The reading levels right now.
Oh my God. Girl, they finna be aggravated. It's okay.
The worst possible thing was for me to get into comedy and stand up, because, ooh, child. That's just, I love it. Sorry, guys. Come to a show. But.
I can't wait. I haven't seen you live yet, and we need to fix that. I need to see you.
It's been a year. Yeah. I have a couple shows coming up. So
let me know.
We'll be sharing them.
Okay. So.
Next.
Last segment is Uncancel Court. I think we go back and forth between cancel and uncancel. I think it should be Uncancel Court.
Uncancel Court, because
You doing a timer? You want me to pull it up?
Do that.
So Uncancel Court, if you don't remember, y'all, is where we have 1 minute apiece to argue why someone, something, an idea, a group of people should be uncanceled. Okay. Mm. I'm gonna let you go first because I don't got mine. Oh, no. I don't got mine.
We do this every week.
I know. Okay, wait. I'm gonna think of one real quick. Hold on.
Okay, let's think. I want it to be kind of silly.
I got mine.
You go first then.
Okay, you ready?
Yes. Timer starts now.
Uncanceled biracials. Oh my God. They have been going through it. And I'm not one to usually get in front of the halfy brigade, because I don't really fuck with y'all like that all the time. But y'all have been putting y'all foot on these biracials' necks for too long. Africa. Blasians. Stand up. It's time to fight. Fight back, damn it. Leave them people alone. Leave them people alone.
Hey, man, that's your argument. Okay.
That's all I got.
I think that was really nice of you. That was 40 seconds.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to stand up for them, because they've been getting really beat up on this.
I think that was really kind of you as a light-skinned, too.
As a light-skinned biracial person myself.
I really think.
With four black grandparents.
You were speaking for a community that needs. They really do.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. That's not going to help, because y'all been calling me colorist lately. Be so fucking real. God,
man, we can't even be funny. Damn it.
Like, be so fucking serious. Like, that. It's like, where did that even come from? Like, they're like, you're just the vibe.
The vibe of a colorist?
And because I said, hey, y'all, let's not throw each other off bridges. They said, you never defend black, dark-skinned black women like this. It's like, I list like eight people. They're like, that don't count.
Mind
it's
you,
like,
all the time.
What?
All the time.
I'm the same thing with everybody.
Or they'll tell you, you're just using them as a shield. Whoa.
Like, eat a dick.
The biracial.
I'm sorry. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Eat a dick.
I think that's a...
And that's appropriate.
We can show the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, I'll bring that one. Oh, wait, no, I'm not. I promise I'm not using to threaten you with my penis. But.
You see the anxiety we do? No.
That is who I want. Uncanceled biracials. And no, I don't mean that in a colorist way. I mean that in a, y'all need to leave them goddamn people alone.
It's a lot.
It's been nonstop.
It has been nonstop. And I'm just.
Biracial math. Like, why is Obama black, but. And Kamala is black, but
they pick it and choose it. They pick it and choose.
I get it though, because there's some black people I want to get off the team too.
And I think that's where my thing is it's not just biracial. It's a lot of So I saw this TikTok one time that actually made me laugh, and someone was like, I can't remember the at right now. It's Fox, Breezy Fox, I think, was like, can someone tell biracials that getting questioned about your blackness is the most black experience you've ever had?
I love Breezy.
The alt blacks. Shouts out to Breezy. You know what I'm saying? The suburban black. That's a part of the game, baby. Yeah, you getting questioned about your blackness is a black
God forbid,
experience.
And God forbid you like a little bit of rock music, baby, except for Paramore. But like, you know, God forbid.
That's real. That is a real black experience. Yeah. We do that to each other. But
shouts out to the biracials.
And then taking the pictures. Ooh, I'd be like, damn, bro.
If you gotta pull out your parents' pictures and your grandparents, you might don't do that. Just don't. I will say biracials, put down a poetry book, please.
A little bit.
We don't want
a little bit.
We don't care if you trap between two worlds, Buddha.
Man, one fourth master and another fourth who?
Obama was a mulatto. That's the one drop rule.
Oh,
sorry, sorry, y'all. Okay, who's yours?
Do I start it first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your timer starts now.
Now, I'm going to say uncancel TikTok for the foreseeable future.
Well, yes, hopefully, please.
TikTok really got canceled for them 15 hours. And will I say the stunt that was had?
A stunt queen.
I hated it, but as someone who loves drama, I see it. I felt like, oh, instead of making January 19th the death day, you made it your resurrection day.
Exactly.
And that was verity of period.
Exactly.
Stunt on us.
For boom. Some people, it's 9/11. Turn it around.
You know what I'm saying?
Turn
boom.
It around.
Boom.
02. 119.
You know what I'm saying? Like, period. But yes, please uncancel TikTok and get my FYP back because I just, y'all, everybody want to be on there. And it was actually sharing some good stuff. Now, Shu, I hope you're playing a long game. I don't know what you're trying
Girl,
to
they
do
sold
here.
That thing to me. I think Meta bought it. Until, I'm sorry. I'm eating.
But because you feel me. This is my co-counsel in the court right now. But uncancel TikTok for the foreseeable future. And if Trump is the one to uncancel it, I'm not thanking you for a damn thing.
He ain't uncancel shit. Fuck that man. He built bad. I know if you think I'm fat phobic for saying that Trump is built bad, I've never seen anybody else built like that except for the grimace from Ronald McDonald's crew.
I don't think that helped your case.
Oh.
I don't know if that helped your case.
He is built like Grimace. Wait, never mind, y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is that enough?
You, yeah, stop saying it. You know the connotation.
It's because he big down bottom.
Because he got wide hips?
You do got birth hips. Oh, shit. Okay, I'll take the cancellation for that one. It's okay. Trump has birthing hips. You heard it here first, people.
Oh, my God. This is, please.
Is that guy, am I going to get canceled? It's okay.
He does.
I'm sorry, y'all.
He really does.
I don't know. Nobody built like that, though.
I don't know what he looked like. I'm trying to bring it to the...
And I don't think Trump is fat. I just think he's shaped weird. Is that wrong?
So it's like saying what? If someone with a big forehead got a bad built forehead.
Yeah. I'm not going to name no names.
Bad built forehead. Then maybe if that's something that's canceled.
You ever seen on Twitter where they do the tic-tac-toe on somebody's forehead? That's a bad built forehead.
And you know what? But I will say, you know, if that's the case, then it just goes down into a whole... It goes down into a fucking snowball effect. And when people talk about people's features,
write the dissertation,
and we need to stop.
Write the dissertation and send it to me, girl. Email it. But other than that, Trump, he built weird, and I don't like how he built because he ugly and I hate him. And if that makes me problematic, bitch, I'll take the charge.
Like a cartoon character.
I don't feel that about nobody else.
Like
I ain't never seen nobody built
not
like that.
You know who bad hacker from Cyber Chase?
Which one is that? Oh, he built like Elon Musk. Very cartoonish. Like, he built like Elon. This is supposed to be a minute long, child. I'm sorry, y'all. Well, y'all, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We had to get that off the chest, off the dome. If I said anything that offended you, I'm sorry. Email me and I will forward it to somebody who gives a fuck. But I'm kidding. No, I can't say that. I'm sorry, y'all. Auntie ain't mean that. Strike that one from
You are fighting right now. You are fighting right now. You are fighting yourself right now.
I'm sorry, y'all. You know, they be so mad at everything. I don't know these days. But y'all, thank you for tuning in for the show. Make sure you follow us on our socials. Subscribe to our YouTube, y'all. Please share, like, comment, subscribe. Follow all of the things.
Uncancel.culture at IG and Instagram. I said that. And YouTube.
Uncancel.culture on YouTube too.
And TikTok.
No. Oh, well, yeah.
While it's here.
And cancel the pod. Uncancel the pod if you want on Twitter. We're not going to be on there that much, though. We don't like y'all
Hell no.
But.
All right, y'all.
Yeah. Also, send in your questions for the questions from the culture
into the email.
Other than that, thanks, y'all.
Thank you so much. Until next week.